received a text from a listener a few weeks ago saying that she'd gone along to a home improvement megastore ladies' night only to find that it was all about gardening, the kitchen and homewares.
Kitchen, definitely not what I was expecting. I had imagined the DIY, the power tools, but evidently not. So we thought we'd rectify that and invite power tool queen Nikki Moss to the studio.
And Nikki's the founder of Women's Shed in Auckland, and it runs workshops equipping women to do their own DIY by learning to use the tools needed to get the job done. She's here to talk circular saws. She's got a circular saw.
Has. We haven't powered it up because of the health and safety.
You could do a bit of damage in the studio with it. Nikki, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thanks so much for coming in and bringing your circular saw in. Is that your favourite power tool?
It's one of them, that's for sure. Yeah, no, thanks for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us about the Women's Shed. How did it come about?
Well, I was a member of a community shed and I ended up working there, and as the people came to join, I noticed a pattern that men who were wanting to join had skills, or at least thought they did, and then the women generally didn't. And I thought, well, this seems a little bit unfair. So I came up with the idea of teaching women how to use power tools safely and confidently.
Why do you think that is, that women perhaps are less familiar with power tools?
Oh, it's just down to gender. it's been you know, for a very long time, men have done the DIY and the women have done the cooking and the cleaning, and it's seems to be one of those areas where we haven't really caught up yet. And so we've got generations upon generations of women who've never had that opportunity to learn those skills. And they don't really still have much of an opportunity, because if you walk into a space that's just full of men who know what they're doing, it's very intimidating, you know. Mm. You don't always have the confidence to go, oh, I'll pick up that circular saw and give it a go, because you know that you might lose a finger or two if you don't do it right.
You were saying earlier that there are still women that you come in contact with who kind of aren't allowed to touch the tools.
I know.
It's 2025.
I know. But some people are very particular and don't want their other half to pick up their power tool because, well, you know, it might be a protective thing or it might just be a gatekeeping thing. It's you don't know. But yeah, we get a lot of stories of women that come into the workshops and say, I just want to learn. I just want to learn, and I want the opportunity, and my husband won't let me near the tools.
How did you get into power tools?
My dad was a builder, and so we went round doing up houses. So me and my siblings all bought a house, a wreck, and you know, it was a family affair to do it up. And my mum would be on the barrow, and we just kind of learnt by doing. And then I also, when I came to New Zealand about 20 years ago, I realised the type of houses here were different to what they were in the UK. It's mainly masonry. So I popped along to Unitech and did a year building a house and got used to the timber framing houses that are here. And I loved it. I mean, I was the oldest student and the oldest woman on site. And of all of us that were there, I think two out of the seven women completed the course. But the hardest part was actually communicating with the 18-year-olds. But I just see it as a good practice for my own sons as they grow up.
This is true. It's such a great, you know, you feel like a sense of achievement when you get a shelf up or, fix something. In the women's shed, with the women that you're working with, what kinds of jobs are they finishing off or fixing or starting?
Oh, it's everything from the simplest, I've never picked up a drill before, to I want to build a tiny house. So the range of women that work that walk through the door, the reasons for being there are wide and varied. So you might get somebody who goes, I'm here for professional development. I'm an architect and I actually want to know how things go together. Or it might be that they've got an old villa and they are single parent like myself, and they either can't afford a tradie or they do. They want to do it themselves because they know it's something that they can do. They just need to be shown how to do it. And it's also such a great empowering hobby that people just, you know, they just want to get hold of those tools and feel empowered.
Were you surprised when you came to New Zealand to find that women weren't as familiar with power tools? Because I guess, you know, you kind of think it's a, you know, the number eight wire mentality and people are pretty resourceful. But there's quite a split.
There is, and actually probably more so in the UK, to be honest, because I was pleasantly surprised by the number of women that were wearing high-vis vests when I came to New Zealand, and you just would not get that in the UK. That realm of being a tradie for women is still, you know, there's about 3% of women that are actually on the tools. It's very, still very male dominated. And there's that, I mean, I was in the army for a wee while, and that sense of, you know, women in that space, it's not easy to do. And women, you know, need those women only spaces in order to get the confidence.
Yeah, we're talking about gender, but also you mentioned the 18-year-old, and I'm interested in that because I feel like when I was at school, there was metalwork and woodwork and obviously sewing and baking and all the rest of it, but, you know, the girls got to have a go at all those other things.
Yeah.
Is that still happening? I mean, are we growing generations who have never picked up a hammer?
Yes.
We are.
Yes. I mean, I was shocked to find out very recently that a girls' school in Auckland, central Auckland, doesn't even have a woodworking space. And I'm like, what? How does that even happen? And we get very young girls, young women come to us having been through the school system, and they have felt too intimidated to take the woodwork class because it's full of guys. And so, yeah, it's still very prevalent.
Talk us through Women's Shed. When people come in, what sorts of things do you have on offer? What are some of the tools that are in there?
Everything really. So starting with hand tools, you know, get a bit of energy going with a saw, hand saw, which is always harder than you think it's going to be, but it warms you up on a winter's morning. Ranging through to the handheld power tools like, you know, the circular saw we've got sitting in front of us, and then moving on to the bigger machines, and they're the scary ones. They're the ones that, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, can cause some really serious accidents. So it's just a gradual build up of confidence in those, learning the skills. And, you know, it's not something you can't walk in, do something, and then walk away and go, oh, I'm now a woodworker. You know, it takes time and practice to build up the skills. There is so many skills to learn.
Even if you don't want to build a tiny house, you know, we're kind of living in an age where even our housing stock, I mean, I grew up in an old villa, not a brand new one like these ones in Ponsonby Grey Lynn, and an old one we were allowed to, like, knock things into the wall, and so we got to practice. But, you know, these days you've got jib walls and things like that, and you put something into the wall and then the painting falls off. So, I mean, even that kind of learning and learning how to, like, stabilise things, how to put shelves up, you know.
Correct,
and
yeah,
finding the stud and things like that, are those some of the biggest obstacles, you know, just at the beginning?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we always try to start with the basics, you know, getting the confidence with the tools. And then we work up to, we've got two streams, if you like, so cabinetry and carpentry. And the cabinetry is really popular because with the likes of Instagram and anything that you can see online, and they always make it look really easy. So they knock these pieces together in 5 minutes, and then women come to us and go, oh, I can do that.
It's really 5 minutes.
And then they start to try to cut things, and you know, learning how to cut things square and straight is a skill in itself. And then, yeah, on the carpentry side, we do building like a mock-up wall, and learning again how to get things square, and learning how to hang a shelf in jib, as it happens, because yeah, not everybody knows how to use a plug. I can't remember what they're called in New Zealand now. Plugs are not, they're not.
I think they're plugs. They're the bits that you put in that, so that they hold onto the wall,
right? Yeah.
And expands on the other side.
That's right. Yeah. But because it's a mock-up of a wall, they get the opportunity to see what's going on behind that wall, because quite often at home you just have that wall and you've no idea where those studs are. So, you know, we teach them how to find the stud. And, yeah, and then they make the shelf and learn to hang it.
Who are the people coming in for the courses? Are they people who are already sort of in the trade and are wanting to upskill, or is it people who are wanting to do their own DIY but do it properly?
Everyone. It's such, and this is one of the beauties of woodwork and the related skills. It's open to everyone who want to either want to become woodworkers or want to do the DIY, or we get people... women, we had a surveyor in recently, and she, you know, a quantity surveyor, been doing the job for a few years, and she was like, oh, I might want to actually do carpentry, something more hands-on. And so we get people saying, oh, yeah, I'll see what the hands-on thing is like. And, yeah, so it's a massive range.
What about how are women in terms of health and safety? Are we safety conscious?
Oh, yes. It's like chalk and cheese when really? You're looking at the men and women side by side. Largely, you know, I don't want to generalise, but I remember as a member of the community shed, looking at some of the practices that might have been going on there and thinking, oh, you're going to lose a finger one day. But, yeah, I think, I don't know whether it's that maternal instinct or just something about women that, you know, quite often if they come to a workshop, they will say, I've got the pout, I've got a circular saw, I've got, you know, I've bought a drop saw, but I want to learn how to use it safely.
Do you see women with a slightly different emphasis on the sorts of things they're wanting to learn about? Is it about simply getting familiar with the tools to be able to do whatever? Or is it that women are looking to create something, that there's that specific creative imperative rather than simply wanting to be able to fix up a house?
It's a mix. It's a really broad mix. Some people, we have women artists, for example, who come in and they are already on the tools, but they want to learn how to use the tools properly. You know, take a simple drill. It's got numerous buttons and dials on there. And you might have women that come along and go, oh, I've been using this drill for years. I had no idea I did that, you know, or what that button's for. So, yeah, I can't actually remember what your original question was.
It's kind of about creating. I wonder if women are wanting to make a cabinet, make a window seat. I don't know. But rather than simply a sort of a renovation job.
Oh, absolutely. No. And in fact, probably the cabinetry is the more popular line for women. You know, seeing that window seat, as you say, on a picture is, you know, and thinking, looking at it going, well, I could do that. I, you know, why can't I do that? So, yeah, it's very empowering to make something. I'm looking at your...
That's a terrible example. She's looking at the studio, which you know, Susie's not.
It's not at all cabinetry.
Not really fit for purpose.
It's not really cabinetry, is it?
No, I'll look at something wooden, like your window frame. Yes, your window frame. Which, you know, you look at that, you go, well, yeah, I could do that. But quite often it's, well, where do I start? How do I go? You know, because you get the pieces, you might even have the tools, you might have the fixings. But then you go, well, how do I cut that joint there? How do I cut that at an angle that it fits so it literally fits?
And how do these women bring this example into your woman's shed? And so this is the idea, I guess, of the mobile woman's shed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so whilst we're waiting for a new workshop space, we're looking around for somewhere where we can continue our workshops. We've set up a mobile service, so if women are desperate to get onto the tools, and Christmas is always a good time to you know, 2026, new year, new start. I want to learn how to use the circular saw. They can book a time for us to go along to their home, and we can teach them directly in their home.
Do you think there's going to be any impact on this, on women perhaps wanting to make something like a cabinet, with IKEA having opened up?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably more inspiration than anything, because when you go along my memory of IKEA back in the UK was, you know, you go around, you go, oh yeah, you know, it is a very inspirational place to go, but then you look at the price tags and you go, maybe I could make that myself. You know, the price tag, you go to any of the furniture shops and you look at the prices, and it's a real motivation to learn the skills yourself.
Is the best way to learn to fail?
Oh yes, and that's what we provide, is that judgment free make a mistake, learn from it, and it is definitely the best way to learn.
Now you've got a set up in Auckland, but you are looking to set up in Wellington as well?
Yeah, well, one of our wonderful teachers, Courtney, she was teaching with us in Auckland, and she moved down to Wellington recently. And she's been in touch with some lovely guys at a couple of the men's sheds there, and they've said, "Yeah, we'll think about letting some women do some teaching here." And so, I think we're pretty close to securing a space where we can do the same in Wellington. And we've already got we have a decent database of women that have contacted us from around the country and said, "When's women's shed coming to, for example, Christchurch, Wellington,
Gisborne,
everywhere?" it's huge. The demand out there is massive. It's just the opportunity to do it isn't there yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we shall see what next year holds, perhaps. Yeah. Nikki, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. Nikki Moss, founder of Women's Shed, with her circular saw in the studio this morning.